my gymnastics coach to the Champaign County State's Attorney. Police say they've executed search warrants on John Valdez's home computer and email accounts. Valdez resigned last month after police say a video camera was found inside a private locker room. Valdez also faces a drunk driving charge in Wisconsin. Valdez trained gymnasts for the Beijing Olympics, including U of I star Justin Spring. A former board president with the Champaign County chapter of the Urban League says the recent closure of the agency leaves a huge hole in terms of addressing human rights concerns. But Lorreen Cohen says it should also present an opportunity for a more diverse organization that reflects a shift in attitude towards race. The Urban League closed in Champaign Friday after 45 years of operation. The agency has been the subject of state and federal investigations and accumulated about $850,000 in debt. Cohen is director of affirmative action at the University of Illinois and was on the Urban League President's Council the last couple of years. She says clients of the agency will miss its independence.
They knew that they could call upon the Urban League. They knew where to go. It was the only civil rights organization that had staff in our community, that had staff to actually serve as an advocate for people. The NAACP is here, but they don't have staff. They have all volunteers.
Cohen says the recent election of Barack Obama as president shows that community leaders should set up an agency similar to the Urban League that judges more on intellect and not so much on race. She says other areas handled by the Champaign County Urban League, including requests for assistance on power bills, housing problems, and job training, should not experience problems as those programs make transitions to other areas. Meanwhile, Cohen says Urban League advisors are doing their best to move its 9 employees into other positions. As Illinois Senate Republicans attempt to settle on a new leader, that person will need to do more than convince fellow GOP lawmakers that they can improve the minority party's standing in that chamber. The new leader will need to bridge the divide between moderates and conservatives. At least 3 people are vying for the top Senate Republican spot. Frank Watson of Greenville will step aside as he recovers from a stroke. While the Senate Republicans total only 22 members, there are big disagreements in that caucus when it comes to social issues like abortion. Mount Vernon Republican Senator John Jones opposes abortion, but says it should not be the deciding issue.
You know, we got people that's pro-choice and pro-life. I just don't want somebody that's going to be pushing those issues either way.
Jones says the next leader should focus on matters like the state's budget. But those on both sides of the abortion debate are already lobbying for their candidates. Lamont Republican Christine Rodagno is considered a moderate, but at least 2 more conservative hopefuls, Hinsdale's Kirk Dillard and Peoria's Dale Reisinger, are also in the mix. A decision could come as early as this week. CareerBuilder.com says a job site listing openings in Illinois' 4 highest growth industries has at least 15,000 positions available. The site is part of a partnership between CareerBuilder and Illinois that was announced earlier today. Research has identified the 4 industries as healthcare, information technology, manufacturing and transportation, distribution, and logistics. Job seekers can find positions at everything from traveling nurses to truck drivers. The partnership comes as the unemployment rate in Illinois continues to hover above the national average. 6.9% was the state rate for September. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery at 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign, offering guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs of all sizes made of pure wool or silk pile, designed to add beauty to any decor, whether homes or offices.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. We've seen a few flurries, even at times some snow showers in east central Illinois today, and we will continue to see a chance for flurries until around the middle of the evening, and then the clouds will start to thin out. It's already starting to show signs of breaking up, the cloud cover, that is, right along the Mississippi River from just south of Quincy all the way up to around the Quad Cities. There is a little bit of cloud cover remaining across Iowa, but the clouds of impact, they continue across northeastern Illinois and northwestern and north central Indiana. Some locations just across the border from Indiana and Berrien County, Michigan. Already around 6 inches of snow on the ground by early this afternoon, and lake effect bands will be very, very dominant in that area. Visibility is down to a half mile in some cases, and some locations could wake up tomorrow morning with a foot of snow on the ground, and thus there are some lake effect snow advisories that for Porter, LaGrange, Elkhart, Fulton, Marshall, and Pulaski counties in northern Indiana, and lake effect snow warnings for LaPorte, St. Joseph, and Stark counties in northern Indiana. For us, a few flurries, then partly cloudy, a low of around 20, mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 36. Partly cloudy Tuesday nights, low 23, back to a high of 48 on Wednesday, and mostly sunny Thursday, the high around 40. It's 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. This week, we're going to be talking about Afghanistan and the next steps for the United States. During the presidential campaign, Barack Obama repeatedly called for a new focus on Afghanistan.
Troop levels need to increase, and I've, for at least a year now, have called for two additional brigades, perhaps three. I think it's very important that we unify command more effectively to coordinate our military activities. But military alone is not